NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith.
I'm Brittany Cronin, and it is tax season. Grab your W-2s and your 1099s, because it's that time of year again.
Oh my God, yes, it is that time of year, and I have not filed my taxes yet, Brittany. It is the source of, like, major anxiety. But I did finally make an appointment with my accountant.
Oh, good.
Yes.
I have an appointment with my accountant as well. She is my mother.
Oh, that's so lucky. Is she taking new clients?
I will give her your number.
Excellent.
And I was actually just talking about this with Deandra Smith. She's a single mom of three in Oklahoma City. And here's how she thinks about taxes.
It's like finals all over again.
So Deandra's extra nervous for finals this year. She would usually pay a tax preparer to help her get her taxes in order, but that is not really an option this year. Deandra left her job as a first grade teacher a little over a year ago because of a family emergency. Then the pandemic started and she could not get her job back or any job. So money has just been really tight.
I did have a little bit in savings, but unfortunately that's gone now. It's been a year, so that's gone.
So this year, Deandra was thinking about doing her taxes on her own for the very first time. And she's counting on thousands of dollars in tax refunds. And if Deandra makes a mistake on her taxes, she might not get that money.
And there is actually a big federal program that exists to help people like Deandra. The program offers tax prep, free of charge to low-income taxpayers. But of course, like almost everything in life, COVID has thrown that whole program into disarray.
Today on the show, free tax prep. How an army of volunteers is battling through the pandemic to make sure millions of people get what they're owed.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Capital One. Offering Capital One Shopping, a downloadable browser extension that searches various sites for shoppers. What's in your wallet? More at CapitalOneShopping.com.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Deloitte, with insights and perspectives across a range of issues, including legislative policy, workforce strategy, and more, to help business leaders respond and reset confidently at Deloitte.com/US/COVID-19.
When Deandra Smith decided that she was going to do her own taxes this year, she thought, there's no way that I'm the only person in this situation.
I see other people that are trying to get everything and get everything together and, like, you know, stressing and complaining about doing their taxes. And I'm like, is it really that bad? Like, am I really, really ready to do this on my own? So I was a little scared.
Plus, Deandra was getting some pushback from a very important figure in her life, her mom.
My mom just wasn't comfortable with doing it myself. She just wanted to make sure everything was done properly.
And then fate stepped in.
I got the call about the free tax service.
Okay, not fate. It was actually a call from her job search coach.
She told me that they were going to have a free tax service there at the building.
What Deandra is talking about is the Volunteer Income Tax Assistance Program, also known as VITA. It is an IRS-funded program that trains volunteers to prepare taxes for free. It's open to anyone making less than $57,000 a year. The program is often run out of community centers, public libraries, universities.
VITA is small but mighty. In 2019, more than 80,000 volunteers prepared 3.5 million tax returns. Volunteers like this.
My name is Mary Sheets.
And how long have you been working in the VITA program?
Around 25 years.
That's a long time.
Yes, there's been a lot of things going on in those 25 years with VITA. That is right.
Mary is an emeritus professor at the University of Central Oklahoma. And this year, Mary is feeling a little in over her head. VITA has really taken a hit during the pandemic. Lots of sites have closed down. At Mary's university, they've had to convert from in-person to online.
We're very, very busy. I am glad that I am not teaching full-time because I am working full-time to do this.
Mary is running into a few challenges at her VITA site this year. The first is just time.
She got a late start. Congress passed a second coronavirus relief bill at the end of December. The IRS then had to update its computer programming in accordance with the new tax provisions in that bill, and that took a few weeks.
We couldn't even e-file returns until February 12th. Tax season is supposed to start, you know, in January.
The IRS did push back the tax deadline to May 17th. But even with that extra month, Mary ran into a second challenge. She didn't have enough volunteers.
Formerly, we involved every Tax 1 student at the university, so we had 50 people, 50 preparers involved in our program. But I couldn't do that this year because of social distancing and half of the university students being virtual and everything else about COVID.
So instead of 50 student volunteers, Mary only has 13 volunteers this year. And to make matters worse, each return is just taking much longer to complete.
And that's because Mary and her students can't meet with their clients in person. They used to prepare the tax return with the taxpayer in one sitting. Now that everything's gone remote, it's a whole process.
It's like pulling hen's teeth to get the missing document from the taxpayer, to phone them, to text them, to message them, to email them, and then the taxpayer gets back with us, but we can't get to it right now because we're doing other things.
The whole system is just clunkier.
In my opinion, it takes twice as long to do almost everything.
And Mary's biggest challenge is that she's seeing a new kind of client.
I wish I had a number on how many tax returns are including an additional $600 per person for that second stimulus payment.
There are millions of people who still haven't gotten their stimulus checks from last year. Some of these people didn't earn enough to have to file taxes, so the IRS just didn't know where to send the money.
And now Mary is helping these people file taxes just to claim their stimulus money. And while she says she's very, very happy to do it, she is stretched really thin right now.
We've got a segment of society that qualifies for a good number of benefits. Those are valuable credits that you can only get through filing a tax return.
Mary, though, worries that she's now spending more time helping people get their stimulus checks and less time helping them file for some of those tax refunds.
Refunds that DeAndra Smith was really counting on this year. And she's one of the lucky ones who did get access to a local VITA site.
It was definitely worth it, every bit of it, because as I said, it was free.
DeAndra says the whole process was really smooth. She brought in her documents to get scanned, and then a couple of weeks later, she got a call from a volunteer to review her return.
It was just super simple, super easy. And even at the end, I was like, seriously, this is it? I'm done? That was so not painful at all. So it was great.
Kind of the opposite of what you expect when it comes to filing taxes.
Definitely.
DeAndra expects a refund of more than $10,000 this year. That's $2,000 more than it would have been last year. And this is because of the American Rescue Plan, which increased the size of a few tax benefits aimed at lower earners like DeAndra.
DeAndra says her $10,000 refund will help cover her family's needs and maybe even a few wants, like a nice birthday present for her kids. After a year of unemployment, DeAndra says this big refund will help her family start to get back on its feet.
And in case you, dear listener, like me, have not yet filed your taxes, we'll drop the VITA link on our website. The IRS, by the way, has another free option to help you file. It is called Free File. There's no one there helping you, but there are step-by-step instructions on what to do, and we will link to that as well. We have to stick together in tax time, Brittany.
Make haste. Go do your taxes. This episode of The Indicator was produced by Darian Woods with help from Dave Blanchard and Gilly Moon. It was fact-checked by Sam Tsai. Our editor is Kate Kincannon, and The Indicator is a production of NPR.
A few years ago, a website popped up in Stockton, California, and conspiracy theories started ramping way up.
And it's being funded by conservative movement underneath the table.
And I was like, oh my gosh, you guys, people really believe this.
What happens when the local news outlet isn't fact-checking conspiracy theories? Maybe encouraging them? Listen now from NPR's Invisibilia podcast.